Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for following me on my podcast and listening to my podcast. Thank you very much for that. From Germany. And yes, in this episode, I talk to you about the German fashion community, the model community, and the community of selling fashion. So what's going on in Germany this time? So I hope you listen to my last episode. You can hear my last episode on this Spotify or the other podcast platforms. Thank you so much, but it's not so important when you don't know the last episode. You can listen this episode now. So this episode begin with my wonderful guest. Today I have my girlfriend and good friend and businesswoman friend Ute Sondermann on my side, and the new male top model Alejandro from Germany. Alejandro show our new menswear collection, and he will tell you a little bit of his lifestyle and how become a male model. And it's really how can you say, it's exciting to listen to this. When you want, go to the other episode and listen the podcast in German. When you don't understand the German words, then please take the translator and you can hear everything. I know I have a lot of friends in USA and I'm really proud of that. But you cannot hear the guest on this sound episode, only my words. And I will tell you now what tell my guest to me when we see ours together in the last week. So we have the Corona and COVID situation again in Germany, so that is not so nice, but it's around the world and we will wait and see what will happen in the future. So my model Alejandro tell me how he come to the model community. He told me that he had a little Instagram account only with maybe 30 followers, so not really important. But some agents, some managers see him from the model communities and ask him for modeling for our collection from the Ute's Mode Studio, Ute's Fashion Studio, for the menswear. And yes, he say yes, why not? And he begin some shooting with us with the men's fashion collection, and it was really nice and he looked nice, and I know the girls like him very much. And Alejandro is a shy guy, so he have no attitudes and it's really easy going, and that's what we like in our studio, because all the people who work for Ute's Fashion Studio, Mode Studio, are easily persons and down to earth, and this is really important for us. And so he told me that he like modeling, but he like also more the reality, the nature, his family and animals, fashion also. But for Alejandro, he is it not so, oh my God, I'm now in the show business, and yeah, so that's what we like, you know. And my other guest, Ute Sondermann, the owner of the business, Ute's Mode Studio, tell me, oh my God, it's so crazy and so fabulous that his company grow up and growing up and growing up and growing up, because the fans and the customers are not only customers or friends, they're really friends, you know, and they're shopping all the week over the platform Facebook would produce live streams and show the new collection, how you can wear it, how you can style it, and then the people can take the order. Or directly when people call, would direct with WhatsApp video, and that's perfect. She is so nice to everybody, you know, and she know exactly what the customer can wear for woman and man, and this is what the people love. She is really honestly and seriously. She don't do this job only for selling something, only for commercial. She really love his company and the community. You find the group on Facebook with the name Ute's Mode Studio Lifestyle Meets Herz. This is a group of Facebook and a wonderful, nice community with over 1,000 people. Or you find the Facebook page Ute's Mode Studio or so. And the people, the mostly women, like it very much because the most clients are plus size girls and women. So, and that it is that Ute now with his own style, what is perfect for girls and women with plus size, you know. This is really special. She had in here in her collection not only plus size but most plus size. This is really crazy. It's so crazy when you go to Google and search the company Ute's Mode Studio, you find so much only 5 stars comments, and this is crazy, really crazy. And Ute is crying every day for his successful time, and that the people love her. And this is a really true story. I think maybe we write a book or we go directly to Netflix for this really amazing story in this COVID situation, because he built his company in the COVID situation last May 2020, and now 2021 is more growing up, and I think have nothing to do with COVID. It's also COVID okay, because the people can order the collection online on Facebook. And but when we hope that COVID gone and that we make or that we have maybe a normal life, we think that the clients not go because they love the special things, you know. It's like a teleshopping, it's like QVC, it's like other teleshopping performance on TV, but better, because Ute is special and personality, you know. Yes, yeah, so it is. And I'm so sorry that I give you up the update only in short times, the English versions of this podcast, but I think it's better than nothing, you know. Thank you very much, my English speaking people, and I hope you stay healthy and stay good times for you all around the world, wherever you are. Bye bye, Frankie.